Age, discussions of truth. Pretty simple, right? Pretty basic. Yet, what did Warren Buffett say? I like him or not. What did Warren Buffett say? He says that you don't have to expect honesty from cheap people. It's an expensive gift. Well, perhaps at some point I will have him here joining us on Discussion of Truth. I definitely support that quote. It seems to be increasingly, it's almost like a commodity, isn't it? Truth. Difficult to come across in today's age. Day and age, we just finished with Dr. Willie J. Montague out of Florida 10, running for a U.S. congressional seat. And he means business, folks. Yes, he happens to be a black man. Yes, he happens to be a conservative. You know, I mean, am I conservative? I don't align with the movements of the Democratic Party, whereas very, very, very plainly, folks, in this regard, I don't align with them. I don't see violence and destruction of neighborhoods and setting fire to innocent buildings and businesses as a means to justify, if you will, change productively. Right? I mean, Martin Luther King would not advocate for violence to find change or to come across change. I mean, it's pretty basic. And are there people that are mentally unstable in society? Absolutely. Does that mean that you take away everybody's guns? No, I disagree with that. So am I a conservative? I suppose I am, in that sense. I'm also liberal. Okay, I also do believe in racial justice, but I don't believe in coming to racial justice by means of violent change and taking down statues. I don't agree with that. So you know, we can get into dialogue in regards to differences in race or skin color or whatever it may be. At the end of the day, we're all human beings, and there simply has never been a more perfect document of governance written, in my opinion, ever outside the United States Constitution. So once people start attacking that and trying to change that, I have an issue with it. I have an issue with that. And start censoring me and deplatforming my website, i.e. stopcommunism.net, which was deplatformed, taken off by its host, Yolo.com. I've got an issue with that. Okay? Whether you like them or not, deplatforming a sitting president of the United States is wrong. I've got an issue with that. Especially when it's clear that 75 million people voted for the man. So you want to continue creating a divide in the country, you're going down a bad road. You've got to create a unification. And that doesn't mean taking away people's guns, and it doesn't mean censoring people's speech. And it doesn't mean closing churches so that people can't go and practice their faith. And peace is peace, violence is violence. And it doesn't mean creating a chaotic atmosphere so that an outside source, international, can come in and control a banking system or control a society's community. These are all very important points that I'm making here. And I list it in clarity. The literature that I document is clearly listed on my website under the tab, the research tab, Ian Trottier. And I start with my main source that taught at Stanford in the 1970s at the Hoover, or not taught, researched at Stanford, research fellow at Hoover, Dr. Anthony Sutton. And there is a conspiracy to take down the United States, to make no mistake about it. And it's not in the United States by origin. It is an enemy outside of the United States. Now, identifying exactly what that enemy is, that's very complicated. But what we do know is that we can stand up for our rights as Americans. And what we do also know is that in 1776, that document that we've inherited that was what, officially written in 1783, known as the United States Constitution, a Bill of Rights, documents, plural. It was in 1783 that they officially went into law. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can write to me. Got a contact tab on my site, iantrace@gmail.com. It's another way to get to me. Was that, does that document need to be changed? I disagree. I do not agree. I think it does not need to be changed. And more to my point again, in that none of those writers or signatories, none of those political factions or leaders were either Democrat or Republican. Those parties did not exist in 1776. What did exist as of 1783, again, fact check me if you like, was the United States Constitution. So, my argument, the United States has been infiltrated by a foreign enemy. It's been done on a stealth level, on an economic level, i.e. through the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not controlled through, not controlled by an American entity, primarily. And it certainly doesn't represent the best interest of the American people. And it is not controlled by U.S. Congress, which is contrary to Article 1, Section 8 of that very Constitution that I speak of. So a lot of very good points to be addressing and talking about, and they need to be coming to the forefront in a very rapid fashion. This is why I do what I do. I started in 2016 because of the Zika virus in South Florida. And like you, I hope, we'll keep talking to expose the corruption. Because if my words resonate with you, you need to be doing exactly what I'm doing. And I urge you to do so. So, waiting for our next guest here. And by the way, in a couple hours, I'm going to be joined by Australian Max. I'm going to get his Igar, I think is the name. Double check that. And I got Egan, pardon me. Max Egan. And we will be discussing these very topics. Because the global political, geoeconomic political landscape is rapidly changing in the United States. So let's bring on, see if Allie Boyd is available. Bring her on right now. She's not responding to a Skype connection request. So we will simply phone her in, and it is very possible that she's not expecting this. But here we go. Allie Boyd. See if she'll join us here for the program. She may have forgotten about the call. But again, we just finished with Dr. Willie Montague. And bringing on Allie Boyd. This has been scheduled out. Okay, not answering. Allie had been scheduled out quite a bit, and through the publicist that she's been working with, I simply wrote it down on the calendar and did not reconfirm with publicist, but it's fine. She's clearly not expecting whether the manager she's been using reconveyed the date to her. It's fine. Let's let's reconvene and talk again, folks, about the Federal Reserve Bank in the United States. And this is my view. Okay, this is Ian Trottier for Discussion of Truth. I urge you to please visit the website, look at the people that I've interviewed, INTROTTIER. Pass the name along, pass the link on, pass the website on, pass the podcast on. And this is my argument. It's very simple. It's very easy. In 2016, I was exposed to the Zika virus. The corruption that I found in regards to that, and most importantly, the pesticide, was appalling to me. I would not have ever considered doing the research or going down the road that I have gone down had it not been for my now deceased, rest his soul, very good friend, the late David Granoff. Happens to be, past tense, the Jewish faith, and one of the best friends I've ever had. He and I were very close. He created his own PR firm in Manhattan, did very well, in so much that he represented Ann and Cole Smith for a number of years. And his name grew so well that in Manhattan, in the 90s, Donald Trump himself, in the 90s, asked David for representation. That is how good David was at what he did. David is no longer with us. Has nothing to do with COVID-19. Has nothing to do with Zika. But he is no longer with us. I, because of David's admonishment, got involved in looking into the local pesticide and the Zika virus. And because of that, I was led to some links that sounded the alarm of corruption. I've already mentioned Dr. Anthony Sutton. There are others, Dr. Peter Beter, who is a former JFK advisor. We folks have a banking monopoly that has us enslaved. It is the same tyrannic monopoly, from what I can tell, that enslaved Africans on this continent. And you may ask, well, Ian, that's quite the harsh argument to make, because look, the Spanish had slaves as they conquered the New World. Talk about Haiti, right? Dominican Republic, Cuba. The English had slaves, and yes, the Americans, Ian, had slaves. But what's the common thread? Whether it's Portuguese, whether it's French, whether it's Italian, whether it's the Dutch, whether it's the Spanish, whether it's the English, whether it's the Americans. What's the common thread, folks? So I urge you to look into a book. There are a number of books, but the one book that I find quite compelling is called Divine Providence: Birthing New Earth, written by James McBride and Ed Ryken. Ed's a Canadian, James is an American. They teamed up and they wrote a very detailed book on the history of this banking corruption. Explains exactly how it has not only Canada, but most importantly, because I'm an American, in my opinion, more importantly, I suppose, it has the American people in chains. Again, yes, I said it just like just like it had the African Americans enslaved, or Africans enslaved. It's the same banking system. It's the same reason Abraham Lincoln died. And it's the same reason that is a very controversial topic. Right? Because yeah, I mean, on some angles you'll say that Abraham Lincoln economically did not support the emancipation. Yet, on the other hand, racially, he did support it, right? Again, it's a bit of a quagmire because no individual should be enslaved, none. Slavery is a very disappointing aspect of human existence that dates probably back to Babylon, certainly Egypt. We know this. No human being should be enslaved. Okay, I mean, tigers and bears and lions are enslaved at the zoos, right? We allow that. Some of us don't. But what I'm telling you right now is that regardless of your ethnicity, your ancestry, ancestral roots, regardless of your skin color, whether you're Chinese American, or even Chinese for that matter, I'll make that argument, Korean, whether you are, it doesn't matter who you are, where you came from. In America, unless you are beholden to owning shares in the Federal Reserve Bank, you are a slave. You are an economic slave to the tyrannical banking scheme that monopolizes your way of life through its manipulation of your banking system called the Federal Reserve. Okay? And that is who the federal government, that operates the government of the United States, is in debt to. So Biden has now got the U.S. debt, federal debt, to $29 trillion. Well, that debt is owed to those who control the Federal Reserve Bank. So, stepping back a moment, and the reason I said if you're Chinese, you're enslaved as well, because through the two world wars, World War I, World War II, this banking scheme has maneuvered and put itself into place to design and formulate a global banking monopoly. And that is known as a central bank, the central banking system that is regulated by the Bank of International Settlements. Now, attorney out of Ottawa, Michael Swinwood, joined George Webb and I earlier today, and he is suing the World Health Organization. He is suing the Pope, the Vatican. He is suing the monarch over the UK because of their involvement in this banking scheme. And all I can say to you, folks, is, hey, if this makes sense to you, I commend you. I applaud. Do something about it. Keep speaking up about it. Preserve your freedoms in America. If this doesn't make sense to you, investigate it further. You can use the literature that I published, free to access, on my website. And if you disagree with it, more importantly, if you disagree with it, well, then I ask that you simply prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Enlighten me. Teach me. Show me that, hey, America is healthy and thriving, and its constitutional freedoms are alive and well and not being infringed upon. And mask wearing and vaccinations are totally justified with a 98% survival rate. We obviously have not hosted Ali Boyd as planned this hour, but I will be back at the 5 o'clock Eastern hour with Max Eigen from Australia. And I can almost guarantee that Max and I will be talking about this exact thing, the global central bank Ponzi scheme, if you will, is what it is. So, folks, I thank you for this time. It is Ian Trottier for Discussions of Truth. Spread the word. And until next time, be awesome.